Why is humanity going backwards? What is to blame? If life wants more life, then life and our DNA has a built-in capacity, in the DNA, to see the big picture, both for ourselves, personally, for our families or offspring, and for the human race. The direction this DNA is pointing is a society much like the Declaration of Independence declared, equal rights. Not equal results, but equal rights. You have the right to procreate, but you need the agreement of your procreation partner. And that agreement, when it is guided by the DNA to see the different outcomes on many different levels, will either come or will not come. Males of all species fight for this agreement. The female grants it to whichever male seems most fit to cause the survival of that particular species. Except humans. 70% of women choose for looks and 91% choose for income. None for human qualities. Character. Character would create an uncomfortable condition. Where the women would have to grow. And develop character. Human females are nearsighted, and easily swayed. I had an assistant some 30 years ago. She married a guy she met on the bus 20 years prior. The guy needed to get married to be able to stay out of prison. They married the same day. The guy continued to be a criminal, a womanizer, and finally left her with nothing but the two kids. She was surprised and outraged. She had lived with blinders on for 20 years, as long as the husband provided, all was well with the world, but when he took away the paychecks, she wanted him dead. I watched the TV show, NCIS on Netflix. There is a character, Tony, who is a narcissist with no capacity for compassion or empathy. It is all about him and what he wants. Women swoon about him. Women consider his complimenting, flattering ways enough reason to like him. Women like psychopaths. Psychopaths, sociopaths with no capacity for compassion, people with no capacity for empathy, the user of others. Women are nearsighted. It seems that women need to evolve their big picture looking and empathy if we ever want to live in a world that is even a little bit interested in peaceful coexistence, mutual growth, peace, and striving. Now, let me ask the question of nature or nurture. Are women this way by nature, or do they become like this, individually, by nurture, upbringing, culture? What do you think? Please share your thoughts. And, please, don't take this article personally. Even though this seems to be the rule, I have a hunch that at least some of my readers are the exception. Some. P.S. This is going to be unpopular. But I'll risk it. Traditionally, Jews had a way to choose who to marry by a shidduch. Organized matchmaking. Scholars were paired with rich merchants' daughters, so they can continue their education. The result has been a higher than average intelligence for Jews. Nowadays, this tradition is largely dead, and all the advantage is largely lost.